And welcome to this week's Look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. Before I get into the main topic for this week, I need to tell you about something that I forgot last week when I was showing you how to install and configure a sound driver under Linux. After you have set the volume levels in your sound card mixer, you need to save these settings to a configuration file so that they can be restored when you boot your system in the future. This is very easy to do. In fact, it only requires one command. So, I'm logged in as root, and I'm going to go ahead and do that. Now, with that done, on to my main topic for this week, which is listening to MP3 streams and files with Freeamp. Freeamp is one of the most popular MP3 players under Linux, and it has both a command line interface and a graphical interface. We will, of course, be using only the command line interface. I've made a Slackware package of Freeamp, and it is available for download on the SpeakUp FTP server. Again, we're going to download it using the wget utility, which I introduced to you last week. And yes, there is an option in wget to turn off the rather verbose output, which is turned on by default. That is the dash Q option, so we're going to use that this time. Okay, it's downloaded, so now we'll install it. Now that we have installed Freeamp, it would be very nice if we could set up our system so that a web browser would automatically start Freeamp when we follow a link to an MP3 stream, such as ACB radio. This can be done with the help of two files called mailcap and mime.types, which associate file types with the applications that can handle them. You could write these files yourself, but we don't have time to get into this here. Fortunately, Kirk Reiser, the lead programmer of SpeakUp, has written his own mailcap and mime.types files, which will allow you to not only start Freeamp from your browser, but also start TR Player, the text mode real media player, which I will discuss in the near future. These two files have been archived in a tar.gz file, which is available on the SpeakUp FTP server, in the same directory as the Freeamp package. So I'm going to download and unpack this tar.gz file into my home directory. Before I can do this, I need to log out of the root account and back into my user account, since I logged in as root using the su command. Now I'm going to download this file, which is called mailcapstuff.tar.gz. Let me have SpeakUp say that word, since I typed it a little too fast. Here we go.
Matcap, dollars.
Now I'm going to unpack this file using the tar program, and I'm going to do this using tar's verbose output option so that we can see exactly what is in this archive as it's unpacking. Okay, actually each of those files had a dot at the beginning of its name, and that marks those files as hidden files when you look at your directory listing using an ls command. Well, that's it for installation and configuration. So let's listen to some internet audio now. I was hoping to show you how to go to the ACB Radio website and listen to ACB Radio Mainstream with FreeAmp. However, the ACB web server isn't properly configured to send the right file type information to the browser for MP3 playlists. So, instead, we're going to access ACB Radio Mainstream through the SpeakUp audio page, which was set up to provide convenient links to several audio streams that SpeakUp users have been interested in listening to. And that includes ACB Radio. So, let's go to the SpeakUp audio page now. That web page is probably done loading. So I'm going to read the screen with the plus command on the keypad.
Welcome to the SpeakUp audio page, the one of three SpeakUp audio recommendations. We have put together this page of links to provide easy access to audio files and streams for our SpeakUp users. This was mostly prompted by folks who wanted access to audio streams which are typically embedded in JavaScript. Some of the links are just for convenience. We hope you find these links useful and interesting. One here is an interview that Michael Loft did with Gertan Pat Campbell on his Hand to Talk Internet Radio program. This interview was aired on April 1st, 2000. So what does it tell you about these guys? How about to look at Linux from Matt Campbell's perspective? This is a series of radio shows recorded by Matt Campbell for Ag Radio's main menu program. Free here is an audio presentation that Joe Norton has put together for installing SpeakUp with the Spikeware SpeakUp distribution. Go Joe! For www.washear.org is a Washington, D.C. area radio reading service for the blind and physically handicapped. They seem to have some very interesting content. Or http://www.linuxspeakup.org/speakupinterview.ram.
Now I'm going to press the space bar to go to the next screen, and again, have SpeakUp read the screen.
Welcome to the SpeakUp audio page. P213 bypass select is a particularly popular stream for our amateur radio fans. If you'd like to hear the space shuttle in full swing, click here when there is a NASA event going on. Zigzag Radio is a popular MP3 stream which provides access to the American Council of the Blind as well as Blindline. 7C.
There it is. Link number 6. So I'll type 6 and press enter.
Follow link or auto link or page number. Space 6. Get an HD.
Stop the speech. FreeAmp is probably buffering. There it is, ACB Radio with the Faith Matters show.
I mean, I know the guys were since, but this person keeps saying that I have to share the release.
Now I'll press the Q key to quit FreeAmp.
Welcome to the V.
I turned down the volume on the computer so you could hear me better. Now, I thought I'd also show you how to download an MP3 file from the web legally and play it with FreeAmp. To do this, we're going to go to the webpage of a blind musician whom you may have heard on the ACB Radio Cafe music channel, or on Marlena Lieberg's Blind Spot show. That musician is Rachel Robinson, who has put a few songs up for download on her webpage. My favorite song from Rachel Robinson is the song called Vision, which I will download and play a few seconds of here. So, to go to Rachel's webpage, while I'm still in links, I'm going to press the G key.
Girl to open.
Now I type in the address and press enter.
Page /www.tlp.org.tlp.com/tilde-tlp-50b.
Alright, that web page is probably done, so I'll once again read the screen.
Rachel's music B13, this page is under construction. When it is complete, I hope to have links to all the players and such you might need to listen to my music. For now, I have several of my songs for you to enjoy. Files are in both MP3 and Windows Media format.
Alright, I don't want to listen through all of this, so I'm going to use a command in links which lets you search for a word or phrase within a web page, and that is the slash command, as it is in VI and less. So we see a bit of consistency here.
Enter awareness query.
I'm going to type in vision.
V-I-S-I-O-N. 3-6 microwave.
And now it should at least be on the screen that has a link to this MP3 file. So I'm going to start reading the screen.
Rachel's music V3 of 3-6 microwave. Windows Media 7 microwave MP3 vision having been totally fine since birth. I definitely have my own somewhat skewed view of vision. It was inspired by a would-be politically correct artist for whom I was opening one night many years ago. I never was able to thank her for inspiring me to anger and thence to creativity. 8 vision, Windows Media 9 vision. MP3, I want to express my most sincere thanks to Kelly for here. Kelly first handed me the dream of doing this, and made me believe it was total. He then engineered all the recordings, and...
Now, to download this file, we'll need to go to the link using the down arrow key, and then press D. I don't know, it may be possible to do it some other way, but if it is, I haven't learned it yet. So, I'm going to press the down arrow key repeatedly, and each time I'll press the 5 key on the keypad to read the current word.
Left bracket 7, right bracket microwave. Left bracket 8, right bracket vision.
I'll go to the next word to see which format that is.
Dash. Windows. Media.
Nope, Windows Media file wouldn't do much good in Linux.
Left bracket 9, right bracket vision. Dash.
I'm using the 6 key on the keypad to go forward one word at a time.
MP3.
There it is. Now I'll press D to download that file.
Getting looking up www.teleport.com making HTTP connection to sending HTTP request.ht.
Okay. After you've successfully downloaded a file in links, it'll bring you to what looks like another web page with download options on it, and usually the only option on this web page is to save the file to disk. And so that option is like a link on a web page, and so the cursor will be right next to it. So the file is probably done now, and I'll press the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line.
One save to disk.
There it is. Now I'll press enter.
Enter a file name. Vision.mp3.
Now, it would be a good idea to check the capitalization of this file name, since Linux is case sensitive. So I'm going to read the current word and actually spell it out by holding the 0 key on the keypad while I press 5 on the keypad.
V-I-S-I-O-N.mp3.
I'm not sure that told me the capitalization, so I'm going to go to the previous word before key.
Vision.mp3.
And now I will read it a character at a time.
V.
And I press 2 key on the keypad. I'll keep going forward with the 3 key.
ISIOM.mp3.
Alright. As you can hear by the pitch change, the V is capitalized. So now I will press Enter to accept that default.
Save it. Download options. Download options links for.
Now I will press the Q key to get out of links.
Bandcamp. Dollars.
And now let's play this file. I'm going to type preamp space vision.mp3 with the right capitalization.
FRPPAMP space VISIOM.mp3.
Here goes. And when I press the Enter key, I will also stop the speech with Enter on the keypad.
Q15V.
And now I will quit preamp again with the Q command.
Matcamp, dollars.
And if you want to hear the rest of it, you can download it and listen for yourself, now that you know how to do it. Well, that's all I have time for this week. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this look at Linux, feel free to email me at matt@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
And already it's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all the main menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen wishing you a pleasant week.